From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton and Amanda Purcell are reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia and Green counties are among 15 counties in New York to receive national funding for participation in an opioid study. The goal of the study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, is to reduce opioid-related deaths by 40% over 3 years. The School of Social Work at Columbia University will work alongside the 15 counties to reduce opioid use, increase medication-based treatment, increase treatment retention beyond 6 months, provide recovery services, and expand distribution of naloxone. The Greene County Legislature last week approved a resolution authorizing the agreement between the Greene County Community Services Board and Columbia University. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors is expected to vote on a similar resolution November 13th. Board Chairman Matt Murrell said counties qualified for the funding as being the top counties for opioid death in the state. Not a distinction the county is proud of, but officials are grateful for the funds to help solve the problem, Murrell added. Columbia Green Addiction and Recovery Coordinator Danielle Hotling said, in Green County, mortalities from opioid overdoses have increased, and I quote, since 2010, from 8.1 per 100,000 to 23.1 per 100,000 in 2017. That is a significant increase, end quote. And Hotling said, so far this year, Green County has had about twice as many overdoses as Columbia County. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. The absentee count in the very tight Ulster County District Attorney race will commence Monday, November 18th. County election officials have approximately 2,800 absentee and affidavit ballots to tally. The contestants in the race to succeed retiring District Attorney Holly Conright are Democrat Dave Clegg and Republican Michael Kavanaugh. The count on election night put Kavanaugh in the lead by only 3 votes. As of November 12, 2,275 of nearly 3,700 absentee ballots issued to Ulster County voters had been returned and reviewed by Tom Turco, the county's Republican Election Commissioner, and Democrat Election Commissioner Ashley Dittus. An additional 142 absentee ballots have yet to be viewed by Dittus. The county also has 428 affidavit votes that have not been inspected yet. Turco said the counting of absentee and affidavit ballots will start at 10 a.m. on Monday and could take at least 2 weeks to complete. And you can read the full story at The Fray. Columbia County Media is reporting the Hendrick Hudson chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution has announced it will present Hudson resident Carol Osterink with its Community Service Award. The DAR presents its Community Service Awards on the local, state, and national levels to individuals and groups who have, and I quote, contributed to their communities in an outstanding, voluntary, heroic, civil, and benevolent manner, and who have participated in or organized community activities, end quote. Osterink is a native of Michigan and has lived in Hudson since the early 1990s. She is a former city alderperson and now maintains the Gossip of Ribbertown blog. Osterink will be presented her award at a ceremony to be held at the Robert Jenkins House on Warren Street in Hudson, Saturday, November 18th. And you can read the full press release at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has announced she will put forward legislation to benefit perfluorinated alkylated substances, or PFAS, under the purview of the Federal Clean Water Act. PFAS include compounds such as PFOA. Discovery of PFOA in the drinking water supply in Hoosick Falls 3 years ago led to a crisis that authorities are still working to clean up. Toxic substances have been linked to thyroid illnesses, as well as cancers and immune disorders. The Trump administration's Environmental Protection Agency will decide by year's end whether to propose regulatory standards for how much PFAS should be allowed in drinking water. Gillibrand's bill would require the EPA to review the sources of PFAS in waterways and set limits on the amount that can be released. She also supports bipartisan legislation that would require the EPA to set up a process for adding PFAS to its toxic release inventory. The inventory is a central database showing which chemicals are being released and where. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.